I think I'm going to take a stand and come out decidedly anti-President's Day from now on.
Seems fair.
It's these types of stands that lead us to guests such as this. Pepper Breyers joins us from Yellowhammer News. He is editor-at-large over and a longtime good friend of mine, and we're proud to have him on the Matt and Ani Show. What's up, Pepper?
Good morning, Matt and Ani, and happy George Washington's birthday.
See, I feel a little bit better about that.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, good to have you on. I've been meaning to do that since you took over the reins at Yellowhammer News. Congratulations on what you guys are doing. We are happy to be any part of it that we can possibly be, Pepper, because what you guys are doing is pretty special considering the lack of Alabama media outlets that we have in this state. So thank you.
Pepper, how did that happen that we live in a red state and we have three of the four main newspapers that have been here forever are liberal? How do we get that?
Well, if you go to any college, university across the country, walk into a Journalism 101 class and you'll find the answer.
Gotcha. Most of them
nine out of every 10 folks who wants to become a journalist, they tend to be liberal. They were when I was back going through school, and they are today. It just draws that kind of person. And for the most part, they just want to, tell good stories. They want to do well, but we're people, and our perspectives bleed into our coverage. It's just impossible to keep from that.
Well, and you guys do a good job over at Yellowhammer News. You make sure that folks know when it's an opinion piece, it's an opinion piece. And you've written several of those over the last week or so that we wanted to talk with you about. Let's start with Parkland, Florida. I realized this morning, Pepper, why CNN has clutched on to this narrative that we need to allow the 16-year-olds to speak, and we need to apparently allow them to direct public policy in the United States now. And it occurred to me it's because the political left, their solution to what happened in Parkland is very in line with the thinking of a 16-year-old. That if we just banned all the guns, everything would be wonderful and happy.
Yeah, they're not thinking two or three steps down the road, and they never do. And when instances like this happen, they look at gun rights advocates like myself and say, "When are you going to do something?" And I'm about sick of that. I mean, it needs to be turned back on them. When are they going to do something? The problem we have here isn't the guns in our hands. It's the sickness in our heart. And look, I'm a big believer in free speech, and I'm not saying that we need to go start censoring movies or censoring television or violent video games, but we cannot discount that they are playing a large influence in the way that these young people view violence, view fame that comes with this. There's mental health issues involved, and it's not just shootings are not just fueled by, hey, there's a gun, I'm going to pick it up and walk in and kill 17 kids. There's a heart involved in here. There's a mind involved in here. And until we start addressing those two issues, trying to do something about an inanimate object is not going to solve the problem.
Well, and I think when you look back at the mistakes that were made by so many people not just the teenagers, but adults in their professional capacity had contact with this kid, and warning sign after warning sign, and never would they have thought, I bet, wow, this is all going to come to light that I didn't do my job, or the FBI didn't do their job, local law enforcement. I mean, just so many, they already had things in place to find someone like this and get them help in Florida, and it was lost.
Yeah, I think it was the day of or the day after CNN interviewed, I believe it was the mother of one of the victims, and she was pretty grief-stricken and rightfully angry. And I watched that interview, and she was saying, do something.
Action.
She
kept,
Trump, yeah, do something. And, I felt for her. I was like, look, I don't care what the statistics may say that, gun violence is decreasing or whatever. I feel these things are growing in intensity. And if they happen, just a couple of times a year, that's too much. So I want to do something as well. I don't want to just say, hey, you know, that's just the way life is. Too bad. There's something must be, there's something's got to be done about this, but it's to focus on a gun just seems to me missing the whole picture here. There's something wrong with our society when you have people do things like they do out at Sandy Hook, out at Las Vegas, and in Parkland, Florida. That's sick.
Well, we've lost the ability, and not to step on you there, Pepper, but I think over the last several decades, we're losing the ability, and we need to recapture it, of identifying mental sickness. And I use the term sickness intentionally. There are some people that are walking among us, that are working among us, that have illness from a mental perspective all about them, and we need to – I don't know necessarily what the identification mechanisms might be, but we certainly need the ability to at least temporarily set them aside from society and make sure that they're not a danger to themselves and to others in a way that we're not able to do right now. And that, I think, is the mental health aspect of this that we must talk about.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, when the facts came out of the Sandy Hook case, you know, that kid, there were plenty of people that knew that kid was sick, same as down in Parkland. And for an adult to you know that this sick kid has access to a lot of weapons. I mean, Matt, I know if you saw that, and Ani, I know if you saw that, you would have called the cops and say, look, y'all need to look at this guy. But then again, okay, so the cops come by. How many times were they called to this kid?
That's right.
Well, you know, Pepper, what parents, some parents are not doing, and I've tried and I've become better at it. You go flip that room upside down. That kid's living in your house. I mean, this situation's a little different because the kid's mom died. But you go in there, you get into their phone, you get on their computer, you flip over the mattress because he had all the stuff and no one saw it or found it. At least they did on social media. And we've got to do better at that, raising these kids, is getting up in their business and figuring out what the hell's going on with them.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, there are so many details involved in this case and every other case. You know, did this officer do the right thing? Did these guardians of his, did they do the right things with the locking up the firearms? There's going to be dozens upon dozens of, you know, what ifs. But we should all pause for a moment and think about what is the underlying operating system problem that we have. And I believe, from my perspective, that is a fundamental disrespect of life in this country. And we have been desensitized to violence. And when you have those two things come into play, and you have fame and the things that are going on through these people's heads these days, it's just a deadly combination. And that's why I turn back to the left and say, okay, you're yelling at my side about guns. Okay, we can take it. And we've had background checks. We can lock things down. We can even, you know, there's improvements we can make to the background check system. But their side has to accept some responsibility in this. They have to take a serious look at what they're doing to our culture.
Well,
and,
no, you
and
bring
take
up
responsibility for it.
No, you bring up the recognition that outside stimulus, that other type of stimulus, is affecting us. And I use this example all the time, Pepper, because it really impacted me. I kind of poo-pooed the idea that video game content was affecting the way that young people thought until about 8 or so years ago, where someone, I had a PlayStation, hadn't used it in forever, and somebody gave me Grand Theft Auto. And they said, oh, you should play this. And so I pop it in, and, you know, for a couple of months, I'm playing, you know, I kind of got focused. Oh, wow, I had no idea. I watched how it affected how I drove. And people think, oh, yeah, I'm not making this up. I would get there and play the game for an hour or so. And, the next morning I'm driving and I'm actively thinking, man, I could just pop this guy and knock him off. You know,
you get that feeling in NASCAR, too, though, when you play.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, the Madden occasionally. I'll want to tackle someone.
But, I mean, the serious piece to this is that these types of things are affecting the way we think. I think smartphones are affecting the way that we think in a different type of way. And I think a lot of this has to do with how young people are growing up and what, you know, unfortunately, you put this deadly mix together and sometimes you end up with Parkland.
And that's exactly what it is, Matt. It's a mix. It's not any one thing. It's not, you know, to the left. It's not guns. Guns are a factor, of course. That's what he used. But it's, you know, access to guns. That's a part of it. We need to attack, you know, how do we prevent the wrong people? And people, I mean, I think he may have been an unlawful possessor. I haven't looked at all the details, but he probably broke tons of laws if he's had certain kind of issues or whatever. There's you know, unlawful possessors. But there's so many parts of this, you know, the being affected by, you know, violence and being desensitized to it in our culture, you know, and you know, mental health issues and this sick fame that people are searching for now. And then I believe, from my perspective as a believer, that there is evil in this world. And it's not just, you know, in our behaviors, like a really bad behavior is evil. I believe evil as a presence, as a force in this world that draws people into these things, that influences them to do things like this. I truly believe that. I don't expect anybody else to, but that's a part of it. And then underneath all of this, I go back to that, we just don't value life in this country. And if we, you know, I hate to mix serious issues here, but that's, you know, being pro-life is a big part of who I am. And when I see, you know, the taking of life like this and see the reaction to it, I think, you know, this is happening every day in a sanitized environment across this country. And I believe that over the span of generations, you can draw a straight line for how we treat the youngest and most vulnerable among us, how we treat women, how we treat people in this country. You could draw a straight line from it to where we are today.
Pepper Breyer's our guest. Go read a piece that he has written. It's an opinion piece called Four Things Gun Control Advocates Don't Understand About Gun Nuts Like Me. That's on Yellowhammer News right now. Pepper, we have him for another segment. We'll talk about my idea, or at least our conversation, Friday. I want to ask Pepper what he thinks about it with regard to training. And maybe we have to recapture the concept that it's okay for people to walk into public places with guns. And I think that's going to involve a dedication on us gun owners to accept some form of mandatory training, or at least be willing to have the conversation about it. We'll do that next on the Matt Nonne Show. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Thank you for being here. Matt Nonne Show, Matt Murphy, and Andrea Lindenberg. It's President's Day.
And no rain.
Let's see if Pepper thinks outside the box. No rain. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Pepper thinks outside the box on the President's Day question.
Okay. All right.
Pepper Breyers is with us. He is editor of Yellowhammer News. Go to yellowhammernews.com. Read his stuff. Don't read that libertarian piece. It's garbage. It's awful.
I loved it, Pepper. Pepper, I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At least we know there's one responsible person over there.
That's right.
Favorite president, Pepper?
Oh, George Washington, without a doubt. I mean, we would not be here without him. We had some great founding fathers, you know, that helped do everything from win the war to establish the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and get our country going. But if you were to take any of them out, our country still would have been here. It would have been a little different. If you were to take George Washington out of the picture, there would be no United States.
No, you're right.
Without a doubt.
That's exactly right. All right, Pepper, I know that this is a complex question to ask with only about 4 minutes left, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I recognize the need to reclaim some ground regarding guns. Unfortunately, societally, we don't see a lot of gun carrying out and about. And when people do, there's this mentality amongst a lot of Americans that that's somehow a bad thing. And I'm trying to re-encourage people to think of guns a different way, or to encourage people to think of guns a different way, that the introduction of a weapon or a gun, in this case, in a scenario is not automatically a negative thing, which is what the media is trying to convince America that it is. And so toward that end, I asked the question on Friday. I was like, look, if we're going to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. What about the people that I train with tell me all the time, it's not just about owning a weapon, it's about training with a weapon. And so I asked, is it time to talk about encouraging or even mandating upon gun purchase some form of training so that we make sure that the people that own the gun know how to use it?
Well, that, you know, that might help. It might be part of the solution here. You know, we got a problem this big. We're never going to solve it by doing one thing. We're probably going to solve it by, you know, maybe one of many things. But, you know, if you want to hunt in the state of Alabama, you got to get a hunting license.
That's right.
If you want a hunting license, you got to go through a training course.
That's right.
I forget how long it is, but it's a pretty big training course. They have them at high schools. They teach high school students these courses. I mean, you can go hunting when you're a teenager, and I think they're pretty good. They teach gun safety. They teach range safety. They teach, you know, how to operate a gun, when to shoot, when not to shoot. As far as hunting deer, I think they're pretty good. So it might be part of the solution. But go back to the Second Amendment, all right, because that's what guarantees our rights. In there is a word, regulated. Most people think of regulated as regulation, like the government getting in there and telling what you can and cannot do. That's not what it meant in the Second Amendment. It meant a well-regulated militia. That means that it was regular. That means that they wanted the people well-armed, well-supplied, and well-trained. They wanted the citizens of the United States to have a gun. They wanted them to have ammunition. And most importantly, they wanted them to know how to use it. So, you know, that type of a proposal is keeping in line with what our founders and our framers wanted. You know, a few years ago, 2020 did one of these. I think it was 2020 did one of these segments where they're trying to tell, you know, these concealed carry, and if you carry weapons, it doesn't make you safer. It only creates problems worse. So they did these scenarios where they put people in a classroom, you know, and with a teacher and a whole bunch of people in a classroom. And a guy had his pistol on his belt, you know, underneath his shirt. And they were going to surprise him, you know, with like an active shooter or whatever. So the shooter comes in the room, and she starts to fire or whatever. And they had kind of like laser tag things on the people and everything, so they know who would fall, who would not. And it, you know, the guy wasn't able to draw his weapon before he was, you know, taken out of the scenario. And they said, "See, this is why we don't need to do that." And I'm like, "You moron! You know what about the guy who's on the concealed carry in the next classroom?"
That's right. That's right.
That guy's going to stop him.
I hate to suspend it, but we've got to leave it there, Pepper. Maybe libertarian talk the next time we have you back, okay?
I would love it, Matt. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie.
There's Pepper Briers, everybody.